It's a new quarter of the year, and the next 3 months in Wear, Wag, Repeat are dedicated to email marketing.
Hi, I'm Tori Mystic, and you're listening to the Wear, Wag, Repeat podcast, the only show dedicated to supporting women in all areas of the pet industry.
It's a new quarter, it's a new month, it's a new season. I am feeling so inspired and just ready to hit the ground running right now. So welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Tori Mystic. And in this episode, I want to give you a preview of what to expect this month in April in all areas of Wear, Wag, Repeat. So we actually kicked off the quarter on Monday with a really fun K9 in 90 goal planning workshop. So I had a great turnout of pet pros and petpreneurs. All of us were working on setting 9 goals for the next 90 days in our pet businesses and in our lives. So that was a really fun workshop. I've done that the last couple of years in the beginning of the year, in January. I love doing K9 in 90. But this year, with my big quarterly structure that I have for the whole year, I thought, why not do K9 in 90 at the start of every quarter? Because there's a new 90 days and potentially a new set of 9 goals every quarter. So we did that on Monday. If you missed it, I will do it again at the start of Q3 and again at the start of Q4. So there are many more chances to do this. And it was really great to do this a couple of months into the year. I think usually when we do goal planning at the beginning or end of the year, we're looking at 12 months and we're either reflecting on 12 months or planning ahead for 12 months. And I think that's just too much time to be planning for. Things are changing all the time. And sometimes we get behind on stuff. Sometimes we get ahead on stuff. So I think it's really, really great to reassess every 90 days. So I loved doing that. That was a great way to start the quarter on Monday. Another exciting thing that coincides with that is that Wear, Wag, Repeat Society is open. Woo! So if you have been wanting to join Wear, Wag, Repeat Society, now is your chance. This year, I am only opening membership for 1 week at the start of each quarter. And you might be thinking, Tori, but why? Why are you doing that? It's because I have this whole quarterly structure and it's working out really, really well, if I do say so myself. I think it's just been really great to hunker down and focus on sort of a bigger topic for a little bit longer time. So 3 months is perfect. So the first 3 months of the year in Wear, Wag, Repeat Society, we were focused on money. That money, honey. So we looked at some profit mapping to figure out what services or products in your business are really bringing in the serious profits that you should be focusing more on those and which ones aren't, that you should maybe kind of let them drift off on an iceberg out into the sea. In February, we had an amazing guest expert who was a profit-first accountant. A lot of people said that was the best lesson ever. I personally have been doing profit-first methods for years, and I was taking notes and learning things from Kristen, so that was amazing. And then just this last month in March, we had Orizy Cook come and talk to us about how to make the most of our charitable giving and how to implement a consistent charitable giving initiative in your pet business. I know that's really important to so many of us, and I'm really excited. I implemented Orizy's advice, and I put the two nonprofits that I support throughout the year prominently on the sidebar of my blog. So those are the Purple Leash Initiative, which is to help make domestic violence shelters more pet friendly and just, create more resources to help people with pets leave domestic violence situations. And the other one is Action for Animals. That's the shelter where I adopted Bert from. And I'm excited after I do my accounting for March, I will be able to make a nice contribution to Action for Animals to represent sort of my Q1 charitable giving. So that was a really great way to start the year to focus on making more money and also making our money make a greater impact with nonprofits. So I was really happy with how that whole quarterly theme worked out. And you might have heard in the start of this episode, I said that Q2 is all about email marketing. So that's right. In Where Wag Repeat Society and here on the podcast, everything is about email marketing. And I did this strategically, of course, because email marketing is one of the best places to make sales in your business. Hate to break it to you, but social media is really not one of the best places to actually make sales. Your email list is. Your email list has a much higher return on investment and a much higher reach with your audience than social media does. So for instance, most of my emails get more than 50% open rate. So I'm reaching more than 50% of my audience with every single email. Whereas with social media, it might be 10%, it might be 1% of my audience who is seeing what I'm putting out there. Of course, there's pluses and minuses to both. I'm not telling you to quit social media, but I am asking you to spend the next few months with me working on growing and building a healthy email list for your business. So if you're already a member of Where Wag Repeat Society, here's what we're going to work on. If you're not a member yet, come join us. It's at wherewagrepeat.com/society. And here's our agenda for the next quarter. So this month in April, we are doing a lead magnet refresh. I will be teaching a lesson on how to create a really amazing lead magnet that gets people on your email list and also gets the people who are already on your list excited about what you have to offer. We will be also doing a lead magnet swap. So this is a little exercise that we'll be doing with members who want to participate, where you can share each other's lead magnets with your audiences to grow each other's email lists. So it's really a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of a thing. And I love when we can support each other and collaborate like this. So I'm really excited that will happen later this month. So people have time to maybe refresh their lead magnets they already have. Then in the month of May, we will focus on revamping your welcome sequence or writing a brand new welcome sequence if you don't have one for your emails. And we'll focus on making that welcome sequence making sales for you. So I think a big mistake is that people send out welcome sequences that are just too wishy-washy and you're not telling people straight out of the gate, here's what I can sell you that's going to make your life better. So we're going to work on that in May. And then in June, oh, I'm so excited for this one. We have two options for people in Where Wag Repeat Society. You can either do a subscriber survey to learn more about what kind of content your email subscribers want and who's on your list and why they came there and all that kind of stuff. Or if you have a healthy growing list already, we can do a cold subscriber scrub. So that's basically removing people who are no longer opening, who are no longer engaged. Maybe they don't even check that email account anymore. So we're going to get rid of those old ones so that you can have a nice, healthy, robust email list. So that is our plan in Where Wag Repeat Society. If you've had email marketing on your to-do list for a long time, you should definitely come and join us because the group is just really supportive and fun. I'll be there to help you along the way with everything. And it's really just a great way to stay accountable and stay on track. And you will not regret growing and working on your email list. Every single petpreneur that I talk to and I say, what do you wish you had done sooner? It's like, grow my email list. It is so crucial to your business. So I'm really pumped, if you can't tell. I love email. So hopefully you're on my email list. But if you want to learn how to make your email list more amazing, come join us. Again, it's wherewagrepeat.com/society. And you can join for a month or for the whole quarter if you want to check it all out. So that's what's going on in Where Wag Repeat Society.
Also here on the podcast, we will be talking about email marketing. So next week on April 10th, I have my guest expert episode for the month. That will be Carrie Fitzgerald. I'm so excited to catch up with Carrie. She has been a guest on the podcast before, and she and I DM each other all the time because she's just a wealth of knowledge, and we both are just We're entrepreneurs and we love brainstorming and sharing ideas with each other. So back on episode 167, so kind of a long time ago, I had Carrie on to talk about growing her six-figure pet product business. She has since sold that business and now she helps many others grow their businesses without relying on social media and emailing. So next week in our interview, you'll learn from Carrie the power of setting up your email automations. So she will talk about specific types of emails that you need to include in your email automations that maybe you haven't thought of before. So your automations are things like when someone joins your email list because they signed up on your website, they automatically get a series of one or two or three or 10 emails that you have strategically written and designed to help them get to know you, but also hopefully to sell your products or services. Carrie is also going to talk about how to set up an easy email funnel from your website using the pop-up that you have, like a pop-up sign-up form, and your welcome sequence. So your funnel, a funnel is basically a fancy way of saying someone gets on your list, they get to know you, they become your friend, and then they become your customer. And so Carrie's going to talk to us about how to do that. That comes out next Wednesday, April 10th. So if you're not subscribed to this podcast, make sure you hit that little plus sign on whatever app you're on or hit follow so that you don't miss that episode. Later this month on the podcast, I'll also be sharing two solo episodes with you. I will have one solo episode about email list growth sprints versus email list growth marathons. And then I'll also have another episode of The Short Leash. Those are my 10-minute or less quick tips to help reel you back in to focus on your business. Behind the scenes in my life this month in April, I also started the Course Creator Mastermind Program. So I have a great group of petpreneurs in there who I'm helping them create their very first online courses. And I can't wait to keep you updated and share those courses. They are going to be done and ready for enrollment in mid-June. So I can't wait to help these pet pros create their courses from start to finish and launch them by mid-June. It's not even going to be the end of the quarter. Within this quarter, there will be two new fantastic courses for pet parents out there to enroll in, and I can't wait to share them with you. Also this month, I am wrapping up teaching my first semester at Point Park University. I started teaching in January. My class is called Introduction to Multimedia, and I have a mix of freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and maybe a senior in there. And all this month, I've been teaching them about blogging, keyword research, podcasting, videos, and repurposing long-form content to turn it into short-form content. And we're coming up on the end of the semester. Their final exam presentations are actually on April 18th. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that. They worked in groups to create three separate blogs that are full of blog posts, videos, and they even each made a podcast episode. And I'm so proud of what they created. I really have enjoyed teaching down there at the university. It's been just really great. And now I have a lot of course material that I'm hoping to repurpose into something for you later this year. But let's just try to live in the present for now and be excited that I'm almost done teaching this semester. So that's exciting. Another thing I'm working on this month, because I obviously don't have enough on my to-do list, is I'm still working on my Italian lessons. So I shared in an earlier episode, I've been learning Italian. I also started that in January because, you know, why not just do all the things at once? And it has been going really
really well. Every single week, I meet up on Zoom with different people around the world to practice speaking in Italian. And I'm doing this because I'm going on vacation. I'm going on vacation in early May to Italy. And so that is why I have been learning how to parlo italiano. And I'm having a lot of fun doing that. So I can't wait to share all of this stuff with you guys this month. We have a busy month talking about email marketing. Like I mentioned, Wear, Wag, Repeat Society is open for enrollment. If you've been on the wait list or just have it in the back of your mind, now's the time to join us and come check it out. Not only would you get access to all the email marketing lessons coming up this quarter, but you get access to the last 3+ years worth of archive content. There are so many valuable and amazing lessons in there. You could binge it all. You could do one at a time. There's just so much in there. Thousands of dollars worth of extra bonus trainings in the archives. So come check that out. Again, to repeat myself, it is wearwagrepeat.com/society. Of course, you know where to find me. You can reach out to me on Instagram at wearwagrepeat. If you're on my email list, you can also reply to any email that you get from me, and I'd be happy to answer some questions for you. If you are not sure that you're the right person for a membership, but you do want to pick my brain or get my help strategizing something, I also offer one-on-one strategy sessions, and I do several of those every single month with people to help them create a marketing plan or figure out a new business idea or how to launch a new product or service. I love doing all that kind of stuff, and I could even help you one-on-one with your email marketing if you're not sure that a membership is really the right thing for you. So lots of options out there, lots going on this month in April, and I'm excited to hear from you about what you're doing in April. So if you weren't at the K9 and 90, and you're not in my Course Creator Mastermind, and you're not in Wear, Wag, Repeat Society, like, how am I going to know what's going on with you? Please come connect with me on Instagram or reply to one of my emails and tell me what you're working on and what you're excited about this month. Happy April and welcome to the new quarter. If you need anything from me, you know where to find me. And that about wraps it up for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. Some of the best conversations happen after the episode. Send me a note on Instagram at wearwagrepeat or find even more women petpreneurs to connect with in our private Facebook group called Wear, Wag, Repeat Labs. If you want to dig into more episodes, resources to grow your business, or find a link to something we discussed, it is all right there for you at wearwagrepeat.com. I'll see you back here next Wednesday for a fresh conversation.